So in such a patient in whom the dapsone cannot be given either due to the hypersensitivity or resistance or due to the other reasons, when we cannot give dapsone, we have the other treatment which can be given, that is rifampicin and clofazimine. Along with that, we can also follow calm therapy, which can be given in those who are resistant to dapsone. These include clofazimine, ofloxacin, minocycline. For both POSI and multibacillary infection, initially we give these combination of three drugs for 6 months, and following that we can give clofazimine and ofloxacin for a further of 18 months. Repetition of the labs is usually asked, that how frequently we are going to advise the labs to the patient in case of follow-up. So in case of the treatment, when we are going to follow the patient, we are going to advise them CBC with a differential count weekly for the first 4 weeks, and then fortnightly for 2 months, and then 3 to 4 monthly. LFTs are advised fortnightly for the first 3 months, and then every 3 to 4 months. Similarly, renal function test fortnightly for the first 3 months, and then every 3 to 4 months. Peripheral motor and sensory nervous examination should be done at every visit. Dose-dependent side effects are hemolysis and methemoglobinemia, idiosyncratic side effects, agranulocytosis, and hypersensitivity in case of dapsone.